Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. January 11, 2023. The soul is stronger than the body. Man needs a weak body and a strong soul, one that prevails with strength. And then the Creator loves him. Zohar for All, Volume 3, Chapter Vayeshev. The will to receive is called the body, and the spiritual force is called the soul. The stronger the soul is than the body, the more opportunities a person has to advance correctly. How can we make the soul stronger than the body? When we yearn to connect, our connection becomes stronger and stronger. In this way, we rise higher and higher until we begin to feel the Creator, the true reality, the upper worlds, and the spiritual degrees. It all depends on the level of our connection with each other. Through the increasingly strong connection, we ascend the degrees of revelation to ever greater and greater levels of sensation. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, January 4, 2023. Love, selected excerpts from Zohar for All. Free. Comment. The Sufi mystic Mansur al-Hallaj was once asked, "How can one become free from your attachments?" Mansur approached the nearest column of the temple, grabbed it and shouted, "Help! Save! Release me from the column!" And right away he asks, "What do you think, is it me holding the column or the column holding me?" Their answer was, "Of course you are holding it yourself." Mansur then says, "It is the same with all your attachments. These are your chains. But they do not hold you, you yourself cling to them. Let them go, and you will be free immediately." My response, "It is very difficult. To let them go means to get rid of egoism. This is not just some petty attachment, but our whole nature that binds us, with chains." Comment. All the chains and pillars that we grab onto are all egoism that attracts and grabs us. And I thought it was possible to talk about how I can distract myself from any attachments and become free. My response, call it attachments, but in fact, it is our whole nature. Question, it turns out that we cannot be free? Answer, we can. But we cannot become free ourselves. Question, meaning that we ourselves cannot push off and run away from this column, our ego? Answer, no. There is no way. Question, then how can we run away from it? How can we tear away from this column, from all our attachments? Answer, only with the help of the upper force that created us, so egoistically and forged us, with chains to this column. And only if we succeed in begging this upper force, convincing it, and even forcing it to release us, then we hope it will help. Question, what do you mean by the word column? Answer, it is egoism that binds us to what seems pleasant to us. Question, is it all the desires of this world? Is it all our attachments? Money, honor, power, and everything else? Answer, absolutely everything. Question, meaning that we ourselves cannot break away from this, only the upper force can help us? Answer, yes. Question, and what should be the request? Answer, free. And nothing else. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, September 22, 2022. The Zohar, Builder of the Soul. By studying the Book of Zohar, each person clarifies for himself exactly what is necessary for his soul. Therefore, when we are reading the Zohar, each of us receives his own impressions that are different from the others. The whole narrative of the Zohar must pass through us. But a person develops not under the influence of the narrative itself, but due to the reforming light. It shines on a person's desire, on his matter, which contains information genes, reshimot. This is similar to the work of stem cells, which are the foundations of all human cells. The light affects our matter, and reshimot that are characteristic and specific for this soul awaken inside the matter, and, With the help of the light, these reshimot build out of the matter any structure, a part of the soul. Each person has his own structure of the soul. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson, December 15, 2009. The Book of Zohar, Selections, Chapter Noah. For Peace and Friendship. Comment. According to the classification of cults, the group fills all your time with assignments, selling books or newspapers, recruiting new members, attending courses, and meditation. My response: Kabbalists do not recruit anyone. On the contrary, we believe that everything should be absolutely open. We do not pull people to us, but disseminate our knowledge outside. A person can watch our classes on television and on the internet. We are open to everyone more than any other organization. A closed organization is, first of all, a characteristic of a cult. We are not like that. A person can come or leave, marry, get divorced, or change jobs or professions. We have African Americans, Chinese, Europeans, South Americans, Native Americans, and other peoples. We have branches in Germany, Holland, France, South and North America, and so on. There is not a single country, including most of the Arab countries, in which we do not have our students. What cult can you talk about when it is open to everyone? We openly show it and bring it to the widest broadcast. Comment. But it also says, the group fills all your time with tasks. My response: if you are in a group, then you have to devote some free time to dissemination because the world depends on it. The world has no other method of salvation, but only through the correction of human nature from egoistic to altruistic, from hatred to love. I think it is clear to everyone. Every person in the world should make time to work on themselves and pull others to the same correction. Otherwise, what are we going to do? Sit and wait for even more blows on the head? No, we are for peace and friendship. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Kabbalah About Cults, December 18, 2013. Mandatory condition. Now that we have been rewarded with all the above, we will have some understanding of his uniqueness, that his thoughts are not our thoughts, and all the abundance of matters and forms we perceive in this reality before us, is united in him in a single thought, being the thought of creation to delight his creations, Baal HaSulam, the study of the ten Sefirot, Inner Observation, Chapter 5, Item 22. Question. It is written that the Creator has only one thought, to delight us. Why is it so difficult to see this in our daily life? Baal HaSulam writes that if, at the end of a person's life, you weigh how much that person enjoyed and how much he suffered, then he would not want to be born at all, because we are always at a loss. On one hand, the Creator has a purpose and a thought to fulfill us, but on the other hand, we do not feel this. Why? Answer. It is because no one wants to listen to the Creator, no one wants to follow his advice. The Creator says a very simple thing: you can reach absolute enjoyment, fulfillment, knowledge, or anything, only on the condition that you love your neighbor. Once you have reached love for your neighbor, that is it, you are already connected with the Creator and you are already enjoying. But where do you see people who, upon hearing this, would immediately begin to aspire for such a state? Comment. They just do not understand what it is. My response: what do you mean by they do not understand? It is very simple. Can you imagine being loved? Do the same to others? No, anything but that. Comment. Basically, yes. It is hard. My response: I would say it is impossible. But this is a mandatory condition. From Cab TV's The Study of the Ten Sefirot, Tess, December 18, 2022. How can one become a member of a Kabbalistic group? Comment. There is a strange postulate in the classification of cults, You must become a member of the group immediately. My response, no, absolutely not. In our community, before joining a group, a person studies on campus for at least 6 months, participates with us, in congresses, in joint meals, but not in a group. After he graduates from the campus, he becomes a member of what is called the young group, young not by age but by the number of classes. People study there for 2 or 3 more years. Before a person settles in a group, several years pass. No one drags him there. Why? So that he leaves tomorrow? On the contrary, it is better for him to settle first and only then, if he really realizes that this is his path, to come to us. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Kabbalah About Cults, December 18, 2013. Michael Leitman, on Quora, how should I relate to people? We have to relate to everyone favorably, that is to give a good example to everyone as much as we can in order to break them with love, out of our love for them. What does breaking other people with love mean? We first need to understand that what we perceive of other people are not them in and of themselves, but an impression that exists within us. We then need to want to invert our negative impression of others to a positive one, so that they will understand how much we really wish for their benefit. We continue relating to them through such a tendency up to a point where, as it is written, love will cover all crimes. That is, over the initial negative impressions, the crimes love will emerge, that we will perceive no flaws in people the way we perceived various flaws in them through our egoistic picture that we previously held. Also, what does it mean that our initial impression of other people is always negative? It is that we view others through an egoistic filter, where we constantly calculate along the lines of what can I get out of them? And how can I reap some kind of benefit from them? If we cannot find any self-benefit from other people, then we find no point in relating to them. Based on the video, what is the best way to relate to other people? With Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman, Telman Delbaum and Aaron Levi. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman.